From the GPB Newsroom on a Thursday, I'm Ricky Bevington. 1 in 10 Georgians has filed for unemployment in the past month. The Georgia Department of Labor announced today it has processed more than 860,000 claims, and the department has issued over $500 million in state and federal benefits since mid-March. Georgia Power is cutting about 20% of its workforce at Plant Vogtle during the pandemic. According to the AJC, the company expects to keep those 2,000 employees off their payroll into the summer. Meanwhile, more than 40 employees at the nuclear expansion have tested positive for COVID-19. Hundreds of workers are quarantining at home. Construction at the two new nuclear reactors is billions of dollars over budget and years behind schedule. The Procter & Gamble paper plant in Albany is facing stress on two fronts. The plant is in the middle of a COVID-19 hotspot. It's also seeing increased demand for the products it makes, like toilet paper and paper towels. Scott Patterson has worked at the plant for 16 years. He says his whole routine has changed as workers try to remain safe.
So you get out of your car, you put your mask on, you come to the front gate. You're going through and we're checking temperatures.
Patterson says while the days are long, workers remain committed to providing customers with the products they need. 8 Atlanta area executives are part of President Donald Trump's group to lead economic revival after the coronavirus pandemic subsides. The business leaders represent different sectors of the economy, from retail to energy to transportation. The group includes Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy, Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus, and UPS CEO David Abney. The Fernbank Museum in Atlanta is still hosting its annual City Nature Challenge, but the rules are a little different this year. The Atlanta City Nature Challenge encourages people to document species of plants, animals, and fungi using an app over the course of one weekend. The museum is now asking Atlantans to participate in their own backyards and local green spaces. The challenge takes place next weekend. Georgia's beaches may technically be open to the public during this era of social distancing, but there's not a lot of demand.
It's like a ghost town compared to what it would normally feel like this time of year. I mean, it's not that many people here. It's mostly locals here.
GPB's Emily Jones joined me to discuss how coastal communities are faring without their biggest revenue source, tourists. Find that story online at gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.